This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Sony and Uni, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Saab, the husband wants to know that would he be sinful if his wife does not wear hijab and yet he reminds her continuously, Mufti Saab?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we answer that, few announcements. During the break, I just spoke to the Imam there in Pomeroy, and he is Imam Jabir. MashaAllah, he's serving that community for the past 5 years. He's elated, delighted, and he sent me the times. 4:30 for this Thursday is Azan Day in Pomeroy, and Jamaat is 4:40. So I told him three things. I told him, very good, we will be there after 4, inshaAllah, Hafiz Luqman and myself, and tell the people Pomeroy, we don't want to go to anybody's house. If they want to give tea or what, they must bring it there to the masjid, so we'll have tea there. You see, chai pani. You know our people, they like chai pani. We will have it there, in, out. We visit masjid, have program. And I told Imam Jabir, Hafidhullah, I told him, Imam, from where you come? He said, Zanzibari. I said, very good. So I've been there, Zanzibar. So first time the Arabs saw people dark in complexion, so Zanzibar. Bar is the land, and Zanj is dark looking African, you know. So Zanjibar, that's how the name came. They must remember that. So I said, I make dua for you, Imam Jabir, Damat Barakatum, Atalullahu Lihyatahu. Allah make your beard longer also. You see that? So inshallah, that program is confirmed. And then I said, no things now, you must remember. That BBC, you see, it exposed new scandalous details emerge about US Marines involved in Haditha massacre in Iraq, you see. And you must remember that Syrian government intends to hand over fighters to China are false. So they're saying now that is false. But I read it that time, now they say, okay, so we'll pull back that and say it's false. But Julani is still a harami. A contractor, Israeli army radio, who testified in the Hish the Root corruption case, killed himself last night. Another Jutla killed himself, gone straight to hell, the haramis. The American social media platform X is automatically labeling non-graphic photos of Palestinian killed children killed by Israel as graphic to hide the fact that the Western advanced colonial post-Israel is targeting children. You see how they cover up? So you must remember, Israeli official told CNN, Washington is considering skipping the phase of disarming Hamas and moving directly to the phase of rebuilding Gaza. I want to ask these Americans and everybody else one question you must remember. Who is the one that's guilty? Is it Hamas that's guilty? You steal our land, you steal us, you keep us in the biggest prison for 16, 17 years. You go and steal everything of ours. So when we retaliate and resist, then you say we must disarm. Inshallah, we will never disarm. We take you on. One settler, one bullet. Because you demoralized and disgraced and humiliated. Because you are the scum of the earth and you are the cursed nation. You must remember that. And second one, you say Hezbollah. Hezbollah, Shias. We support them when they attack Israel. Anybody attacks American interests, Israeli interests, whether you boycott McDonald's, you boycott KFC, you boycott Starbucks, you boycott all these haramis, we will support you. You must remember that. Hit them where it hurts the most, because they worship money, these people. You must remember that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now you husband, wife. Now you say you want your wife to wear hijab, niqab. So my question to your hubby, when you went to propose for her 5, 10, 20 years ago, so what were you looking for? You were just looking for Jamal. You were just looking for Mal. You were just looking for Kamal. You see that? Jamal, you were looked by her. You were captivated by her beauty. And then she came from a wealthy family. You said, Marukam take you. If I'm born poor, at least let me marry rich. You know how it works nowadays in the world. So people, they think like that also. And then third one, when I got Kamal and I got Mal, then I left Kamal. I'll be somebody, I'll be a who's who in the zoo, in the elite society. So mustn't you blame yourself? I don't know you, I don't know your wife. But I'm being practical and realistic. So you both must say, Ya Allah, we are guilty, but we want to change. And you, Allah, give us hidayat. So how? So you open the Quran Sharif now, chapter 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qul li azwajik, tell your honorable wives, wa banatik, and your four daughters. Kafir Shia say one daughter, but Quran say daughters. You see that? Wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'mineen, and the believing men, their women, my wife, my mother, my daughter, my sister, my niece, all of them, aunties. Tell all your women folk, yudneena alayhinna min jalabibihin, they must draw to themselves the jilbab, covering their face, everything. Go open the book, Rawayuhul Bayan fi Ahkamil Quran, by our Honorable Ustad Sheikh Ali Muhammad Ali Sabuni. In there, he writes under all these verses, Bid'atu kashfil wajhi, is haram for a Muslim lady to expose her face in front of all and sundry. Yes, in front of women you expose, in front of your maharim, your father, your son, your brother, your uncle, for father's brother, mother's brother, so that's fine. But now to do it in front of everybody, haram obviously. And then show your wife Surah 24, Surah Nur. Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said, Allimu nisaakum Surah Nur, Surah 24 verse 31. So show her that. Start ta'aleem in your house. Read the works of Hazrat Shaykh, Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Nawwarallahu Barakatuh. Read the works of Allama Nawawi, Riyadu Salihin. And inshallah, the heart is saturated nowadays with the love of dunya, the love of this world, the glitter, glamour of this world. Now we have to do the reverse process. We have to decrease that love for the world and bring in the love for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Bring in the love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bring in the love for Islam. Whether people criticize us or what is not the issue. We want to please Allah Jalla wa Ala. Please Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Story time. One lady, she shouldn't wear scarf, you know. So Ramadan was about to start tomorrow, next day. So she wore the onni, she wore the khimar, she wore the scarf. So her neighbor and said, Oh, Kala, the maybe tablighi teya. You see that? So you also became tablighi now, you're wearing scarf in Hindu, you see. So Kala said, I wasn't wearing anything, nobody made panchat, now I'm wearing, so better I put it away. So that is the test of our ikhlas. If we're doing for people, then you will remove it. Like that guy who said his wife is, you know, complaining that his beard is poking her. You see that? So I asked him, nothing else is poking you, shaitan. So you must remember that. So yeah, also. So when people condemn you, criticize you, you must ask yourself, is this what I'm doing part of Islam or not? And this is a test whether I'm doing for Allah's sake, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pleasure. If we're doing for Allah's sake, Nabi alayhi wa sallam's pleasure, we must just carry on. Chapter 9, verse number 62. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqwa yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. Ye to iman ka taqaza hai. That is what your iman demands from you, that you must please Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. Please Him, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if people curse you, criticize you, condemn you and despise you. That is our iman. So teach your wife slowly, gradually, inshallah, then things will change and you also make tawbah.
When it comes to Jahannam, will Jahannam be eternal? Will it be forever?
Remember the previous question you asked, will it be sinful for you? Yes, if you tell her not to wear parda and all that, then you will be sinful. But if you are telling her, then inshallah there is no sin upon you. Jahannam is 100% forever. And if you got doubt in it, you lose your iman. Go open chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64 and 65. I read for you. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, and verses 64, 65. 9, the 22nd Supara. Inna Allah, when inna comes in the starting of the sentence, litaqid wa tawqid. Verily, definitely, surely. La'an al-kafirin. Allah has cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature. What is the meaning when Allah curses somebody? Allah deprives them of His rahmat khasa, His special mercy, which we beg and petition and ask Allah daily. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, include us in Your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Watch you, Ya Allah, you exclusively the most merciful one to show mercy. So always read that. So yeah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Allah has already prepared the inferno, the fire of Jahannam, and the sa'ir, the blazing fire. Yea, in this world, that a small touch of that fire, hot water just touches us, but boiling water, we're screaming. What will happen to those people? Then Allah says, chapter 33, verses 64-65, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever and ever. لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. And there will be no helper, there will be no protector for such people. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, in one verdict, he said, one day Jahannam will get finished and so forth. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah wrote a whole book against him. You see that? What you are saying is not the belief of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He gave certain dalail and that, but we don't accept what proof he gave. So we must believe that Jahannam is forever and ever eternal doom, eternal gloom. For who? For three categories of people. One is kuffar, those people who are sane and mature, but they reject the zaruriyatul deen, they reject the articles of faith and the essential aspects of Islam. Number two, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. They worship this idol, that idol. They make the idol and then throw away the idol. I saw with my own hands. They make the idol and then they give milk and all these things there. You see that? So such people, they sane and mature, but say Jahannam, Surah 4, verse 48. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. And then the third category, those so-called Muslims. They got Muslim name, the male and female. But the munafiqeen fil aqeedah. But in their heart, you must remember, it is devoid of true iman. They only Musliman eat day, Jummah by mistake, some big night and so forth. Otherwise, they despise and they hate Islam and Muslims. Like the Arab leaders and Muslim leaders, majority of them. There they fall in that category. So Almighty Allah states, in chapter 4, Surah Nisa, the women, verse 145, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Verily, the munafiqeen and hypocrites, they will be dispatched to the lowest layer and prison and, remember, jail and all that in Jahannam. Allah protect us. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allahumma ajirna min adab Jahannam. Allah protect us from the torment, punishment of the fire and of the hellfire and Jahannam.
Mufti Sahib, when do you have to make istikhara? Is it a necessity for everything?
There is no necessity. The hadith is mentioned by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah in Al-Maqasidul Hasana. You ulama, you students, you must get both copies. The Mutawwal, the whole book by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah, that is Al-Maqasidul Hasana. And then you must get the other one, you must remember Mukhtasar. And there, that author there, what he did, the abridged version, he only mentioned that which is sahih and hasan and good and so forth. Today in our masjid, yeah, asr time, the children were playing, you know, in the masjid and so forth. So then I wanted to mention it after Maghrib, this hadith, that, but I forgot about it, you see. And they playing and laughing, and then one guy gave a varmak plap, you understand? Give the one lighty, give the other lighty a good smack, or they started crying. So all this, they come three of them, you see. In every masjid it happens almost. So now the lighties, they play at the back and so forth, you know. So then I wanted to say, go open Maqasid Hasana, go open Ibn Majah, Jannibu masajidakum sibyanakum wa majanidikum. So you must save and let your children not enter the masjid. And the maid people must not enter the masjid as well. So you see, so this is how you must use the hadith that is hasan and so forth. So these type of hadith kitabs you must use. So what was your question again, Afsab, now regarding this issue?
About istikhara, Mufti.
Yeah, istikhara, very good. So that is why, so I give you that example. So now Allama Sakhawi wrote, Ma khaba man istikhar, wa la nadima man istashar. The person who makes istikhara, he will not be a failure. And a person who makes mashura, he will not have regrets. Mashura, shura, mushawara. So what does it mean? You consult people. But consult not quacks. Who consult people whom you have confidence in. They will give you good advice and so forth. And when it comes to istikhara, you speak to Allah. So how are you going to read? Allahumma khir li khara khire. Ya Allah, you select the best for me. Wakhtar li, and you choose for me. Who must I get married to? Must I get married to Fatima, Aisha, Zainab or Jamila? So I read, Allahumma khirli wa khtarli. It came in my heart, Fatima. So straight we get married to Fatima. You got doubt now, who must you marry? Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman or Ali. You see that? Radiallahu anhu majma'in. So now you got the choice. Ek pul do ma'ali. Yeah, it's ek pul char ma'ali. You see that? You know Urdu and all that. So you have one flower, but you have 2, 3, 4 gardeners, 3, 4, 5, you understand, proposals. So the woman now, her fuses are getting blown. What must I do? I have to choose one. So read, Allahumma khidli wa akhtarli. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Ya Allah, you select the best for me and choose for me. So now Abu Bakr's name, hard name came. Finish, you choose him. So whatever comes in your heart, Ali's name came, Usman, or Umar, whoever's name came. So you choose them for the Sahaba, we say, radiallahu anhu majma'in. So now, yeah, you must remember, see, this is what I tried to educate you. Many things are written in the book, but there's no dalil for it, no evidence for it in Quran or Sunnah. But people made it so famous, so people start thinking 100% part of Islam. They said, no, you must read 2 rakat salat. Then you must read the dua for istikhara. Then you can't talk to anybody. Then you must go and sleep. And then you must dream. All the sleeping, dreaming business, where is it mentioned in Quran or Sunnah and that? It's just the opinion, suggestion of some ulama, awliyaullah. It's just an opinion. It's got nothing to do with sunnah or compulsory and so forth. So if you reject it, remember there's no sin upon you as well. So don't mix up opinions of ulama and pious people with sharia. And that is what we are doing nowadays. So remember simple way you in your menses. That you tell those people wait 1 week, 2 weeks because you get menses 10 days. Or you're following the Shafi'i school, you get menses 15 days. That Mutta will say, just forget it. So I'll give you the answer 2 days, 3 days. Just read Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. Ya Allah, select the best for me and choose for me. Even in your menses, you read that the answer will come immediately in your heart. So it's very good to make istikhara when you have doubt and options. But all the options must be permissible, remember that.
Isab, is it permissible to breastfeed until 2.5 years?
Yes, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was a genius. Remember, he says Quran says 2 years. We all know Quran says that. But one place in the Quran is mentioned, you see that, Surah 46, verse 15, وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. So only Imam Abu Hanifa says this. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest, eminent, illustrious students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Sahibain, they all agree maximum period is 2 years. He says, but now today the mother is breastfeeding and now tomorrow the son is going to cry, the daughter is going to cry. I went well over 2 years. My mother used to tell me, Tubumastanwe, you're very naughty. Don't want to leave, you see that? So therefore, we have this special bond with our beloved mother. Remember that. Today's woman, they just give 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, then look for this formula and this better. That's why that bond breaks so quickly. You must go as long as possible. And you say, yeah, but the lighting, you got teeth now. What must we do? So pour in a cup and give him from there. Put in a bottle and let him drink from there. You see that? So in that way there, inshallah, So, oh yes, we will say there won't be a sin upon you if you go to 2.5 years, especially according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Kunjaish hai. There is scope for that also, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, does Azizia form part of the Haram Sharif? And if you're reading Salah in the hotel at Azizia, do you get the same reward as the Haram Sharif?
MashaAllah, all of you, whether you got intention or no intention, I'm telling you, make intention. Especially those of you who haven't been to the Haramain Sharifain, you haven't performed Hajj, just register with the Nusuk. You see, that leaves Sahuk out. Sahuk is history. We carry on with the geography. So all of you must register with the Junaid Mota, our Junaid Jinnat Mota. The other day I was telling him, Junaid, you must go and register. You see, that he said, how? I said, with Nusuk. So he doesn't know. Junaid is what he would have China Mall and all that. So I told him, see, go here by that agent, any agent you know, and they will show you what to do, how to do, and so forth. So whether you're successful, not successful, that is afterwards. Your name must be there in the system. You see that? You, your wife, all of you, especially if you haven't performed Hajj. And then you start reading. You must remember Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh, beloved Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, and include Medina also, you see. Verily, Allah is of forgiving, very merciful. Surah 2, verse 128. So now, normally, the agents on the first of Zulhijjah, they transfer the people to Azizia. Azizia is named Azizia after the founder of Saudi Arabia, King Abdul Aziz. You see that? Ali Saud. He died in 1953. Then Saud took over and he was dispatched and they were deposed, you must remember, in 64. Then King Faisal took over. From 64 to 75, he got martyred like that. You see, he was a good guy, good person, King Faisal. I saw him also, alhamdulillah. So we ready Salatul Janaza also, Ghaib. And then Karachi Darul Uloom, you see. Then Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, Hazrat bin Nuri's Madrasa. So 75, he was martyred in March. So the Saudi embassy guys came. And they announced their Salatul Janaza Ghaib. And we just start following what we know what's going on. You see that? Hazrat bin Nuri shouted the students. They say, for what you're all reading? The fatwa is this, that if you as a Hanafi and Maliki, normally they not don't read Salatul Janaza Ghaiban, if the deceased is the mayit is not present there, the body is not there. So then Hanafis, Malikis say you shouldn't read. But say the Imam is a Shafi, Hanbali, and so, and they're reading, and you follow. So then the fatwa they give is permissible. You just make intention of dua and so forth and so on. So that is, and some ulama say no, but we say no, it's okay, it's acceptable if you read it behind the Shafi Imam or the Hanbali Imam and so forth and so on. So that is what we should remember on that issue. So what was your question now again, Abizwadi?
About Azizia, reading Salah in Azizia, is it part of the Haram Sharif? Do you get the same reward as reading in the Haram?
Yes, remember that what is Haram? Haram is M3, 3M. Makkah is Haram. Mina is Haram. Muzdalifa is Haram. Azizia is a suburb of Makkah. So 100% is part of Haram. Our ladies especially, and our men, All guilty, meaning majority of them. The women running around there in Azizia, in the hotels with their nighty and all that, dear Makar, you can see everything. The men running around with their shorty pyjamas and all that. 100 times I make announcements, haram what you're doing, all these things. Yeah? And you're in the haram area. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. One day I told Kala that, see how you dress, Kala, it's not right. She said, no, I'm just going to fetch the water. I say, fetch the water, but look at how you dressed. You see? So they get, just take it lightly, you see that? So once you make intention of deviation and zulam oppression, نُزِقُهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, then we will punish you a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. You ulama, I don't know who's going this year as guides and what, you see, because things are still in limbo. But you, these are the issues. You must educate the ummah when they come there. We won't say 100% you're getting the same sawab. Like when you read in Masjidul Haram, because Masjidul Haram, the reward is much more. So, but you will get thawab of reading Salat in the Haram. So Haram is different and Masjidul Haram is different. So the nearer you are to the Imam, you are behind there, so then you get greater reward, obviously. Now you are gone further, but remember it is part of Makkah and it is part of the Haram, but it's not part of Masjidul Haram. Masjidul Haram is different. So therefore you are still in the Haram, so all reverence, respect must be shown.
To Mufti Sahib, final air break. Thereafter, we continue with the Q&A just until about a minute before 10 this evening.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, which organization should one contact if one would like to contribute in cash or kind towards the Palestinians in the country?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Three things before we answer that question. Number one is this, that one person send me a message now. And they said one agent then, you know, took them for Umrah and he scammed them and so forth. So please, what must we do? I said, contact the lawyers, but the lawyers are going to charge. They're not like us Maulvis and they just make Jazakallah and so forth. So if you got the evidence, everything, put it on social media. And you must take his name or her name or whatever. You know, we don't know who's who in the zoo today. And you must expose them. That's what I will tell you, that they made you spend thousands and thousands of rand extra and they lied to you and that's what you wrote. And second one, see Israel. Be sharam, be ghairat kaum, you see. They got no self-respect, no self-honor, nothing. So now they invite 20 countries and their people to come and see the arms that they used and so forth, tried and tested there in Gaza and other places, you see. And these haramis from these countries will buy it from them. You commit genocide, you arm yourself more, and you say Hamas must disarm. You say Hezbollah must disarm. You go to hell. We're going to get you out of Palestine, historic Palestine, inshallah. Bi-iznillah, with the command of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. I just received this question. It's touching a bit, but I'll just read it and then answer it. This lady says, I lost my husband a week ago. He used to message you often about death and so forth. I want to know if there's a dua to read to dream about them. And if you dream of them, is it a true dream? Yes, inshallah, it is a true dream. So what you must do is this, that you must read the two dua, sister. Number one is you must read Surah 14, verse 41. The second last page of the 13 Jews, 13 Supara. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ Ya Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is established. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Second one is one line, one and a half, two lines. You must learn by heart. O widow, you in iddat now, from time of death you must count 130 days, 130 days, then your iddat will finish. No new clothes, no jewelry, no henna, no celebrating of Eid and all these things there, remember that. So your second dua supplication you're going to read is chapter 59, Surah Hashr, in the 28th Supara, where the first quarter ends. It starts, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman. So your husband passed away, we make dua, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, Allah grant you the children, Sabre Jameel. Then the second part, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا Ya Allah, do not place malice, rancor, hatred in our heart. In Urdu, it's very beautiful. Ya Allah, humare dilo ke andar kudurat mat daliyega. Ya Allah, don't place malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا For people with good iman. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا So people who are Muslim, it means true Muslim. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ Ya Allah, you are sustained. A nourisher, and you are very, very compassionate and very merciful. So read that. If you read it abundantly, give your charity, you will see your late husband in the dream, inshallah. He'll be smiling, so it means that he's happy you're reading. If he's not smiling, then read more and more, inshallah. and tell your children and everybody else to read also. So now these Palestinians and our country people are contacting me, contacting others. We want to contribute. We want to do this, we want to do that. So who are the people who are collecting? So number one is Imtiaz Suleiman. They got all the contacts and so forth. You know, Darko and us and all that. We don't even know who's who in the zoo. So you can give them, and let me make this clear also. These brothers, sisters, children who are here. This morning I met four of them. So they in the masjid for the time, two adults and two children, you see that. So mashallah. So you must meet them, the men meet the men and the women, the women. So you give them, you understand, zakat, lil, interest, whatever you got, they mustahik, deserving of everything. And remember, clothing you give, don't go give clothing that when they wear the socks, then they can see their toes and all that. Wala tayammamul khabis. Don't give things that are rotten and torn and tattered and so forth and so on. So give them good things and new things. It mustn't be new, but it must be in good condition, you know, mint condition. So one person told me he got Fudina. So I asked him, is that Fudina in mint condition or not? So he looked at me, you see, he didn't catch up the joke initially. So Fudina is mint, na'ana in Arabic, so remember. So that it must be in mint condition. So that is your Fudina and na'ana. So anyway, the point I'm making is this. So that is the second one. You want, you don't like Dr. Imtiaz, people go there, they don't like me. So they don't like you. So you must remember that. So what's going to happen? So give Mona Musa Lahir and them also are collecting. And others are collecting, you must remember that. So, but 90%, 80% of these new organizations springing up, they just jumping the bandwagon and they going to pocket that money and everything. So me, I don't trust them. Go to those organizations who are tried and tested and you got confidence in them. So that will be my advice regarding this. And make dua for them, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy. The trauma, you know, 2 years, Gaza genocide. And the Jutlas want to do totally eradicate them and remove them. But Allah humiliated the Jutlas more and more and elevated Hamas and Palestine. Alhamdulillah, ya la dhalik. We thank Allah and praise Allah alone for that.
This person says, I've reached the lowest form of depression. Nothing is working out for me. My salah and Quran reading all in order, still feeling at my lowest. What do I do? What do I read?
You need to do three things. Number one is within yourself. You have to change your thought process. You are now, according to your own admission and confession, you are in that state and condition of su'u dhanni billah. You're thinking negatively of Allah, and that is haram. A Muslim must have husnu dhanni billah, that's farz and wajib and compulsory. Whatever things are, things go in our favor, alhamdulillah. Things go against us, we still praise Allah, jalla wala, hadith in Tirmidhi. Alhamdulillah yala kulli hal. That ya Allah, I praise you in all cases and all instances and all circumstances. And chapter 7, verse 200. You must practice on this, brother, sister. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغُونَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. You know, when I sit with Hazrat Mufti Zahir Laksa, we discuss 101 issues. Tafsir, hadith, fiqh, history, politics, this. Something, lugha, how the words work. So one day we were discussing this verse. So he said that this, our Mawlanas, they don't translate this verse properly sometimes. He said, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغُونَ. So what is the meaning of it? Idkhalul ibra fil jild. It is inserting the injection, the vaccine, inside the body of that person. So when the shaitan puts his vaccine in you, then what must you do? Fasta'iz billah. Say, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Are you doing that? No. So you must do that, and then your thought process will change. Number two, read abundantly, profusely. Surah 21, verse number 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh zalimin. That truly there is none worthy of worship but you, O Almighty Allah. Subhanak, everlasting glory, perfection is solely, only, exclusively for you, O Allah. I am the wrongdoer. I am the sinner. I am the tenpot dictator. But when you translate it for Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, you don't translate like that. You say, Inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Ya Allah, what I did, I left Nineveh before your commandment. So it was a mistake and error in judgment. So we must know for who we are translating. So then Allah will remove your worry, sorrow, anxiety. Every day give out charity. Even if it is 50 cent, 20 cent, 1 rand also. But 20 cent, 50 cent, the beggars also throw it back at you. One day I gave one guy 2 rand or 5 rand. He looked at me, non-Muslim African guy. He said, Alani, like you understand, you give me 2 rand, 5 rand, you don't feel shy. So even I started laughing, you understood. So that the beggars, you know, in English, in school, they used to teach us, beggars are not choosers. But in South Africa, they choose us. They'll just throw it back in your face. You must remember that. So plus, we got the G20 coming on. You'll see how many beggars will be busy there. Either they're busy stealing or protesting. You know, South Africa. That's why we love this country. The big circus, Banana Republic. You see that? Excellent to stay here. Allah protect us at all time, all places.
Mufti Sahib, this wife says that her husband has a very bad habit of swearing over children and they're starting to resent him and it's affecting their everyday life. What advice can Mufti Sahib give him to stop this and be a better father?
Not only a better father, but a better husband also. What does the Quran Sharif teach us? I'm giving you only the all from Quran. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 19. Allah is commanding me and you as husbands. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Treat your wives with love, with respect and justice. Today in front of people, we treat our wife very nicely, darling, sweetheart, poppy. When the people are gone, then we call her all derogatory names and all that. Since when all that is permissible? Allah says, you, O father, vis-a-vis with your children. Surah number 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and save your family, your children from the fire of Jahannam, the hellfire. Then the du'as, Quran is teaching us supplications. Surah number 25, verse 74. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ Ya Allah, grant us as spouses and such progeny children that are the coolness of the eyes. Chapter 46, verse 15, 1-5. It's a long verse, you must just read this portion. The beginning of the 26 Supara, 26 Jews. Verse 15, 1-5. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي Ya Allah, bring about reform, goodness in my children. Now when you swearing day and night, FNBs, and use all these words, not First National Bank, the other one, so then what example sample you are for your children? You are busy missing salat, you are busy smoking weed, taking dakha, belonging to the dakha party. The other day, somebody sent me a message. He's going to vote for the Dakha party to weed out all the evil from the corruption. You see that? So people got a good sense of humor sometimes, you know. So you belong to the Dakha party, you see. Just eat anything, everything. And then you start swearing. So obviously it's all haram. And then see the impact of it. Instead of your children loving you, they're hating you. And tomorrow they will curse you also. Because you're not playing your role of that of a father. So you, the children, you must still love your father, mother, even if they're wrong, and keep on reading for them. Chapter 17, verse 24. Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. O Allah, Jalla wala, have mercy on my beloved parents, as they nurtured me, trained me, coached me when I was young. You see, I was a toddler, I was a child, and how much love and affection they showed to me. So that is their mother, father. Don't have hidden agenda. It's a pure form of love. We should remember that. So inshallah, you make dua, speak to your father when he's in a good mood, alone, and tell him, you know, we want to love you, we want to respect you, but your language is such that it makes us resent you and despise you and so forth. You need to have an open discussion with him, and sometimes people, they don't realize their mistakes, but with respect and all that. If he raises his voice, you don't go raise your voice. You remain cool, calm and collective, and inshallah the message will hit home and give out charity also, inshallah. Ji.
So does one have to make sajda tilawa if the sajda ayah is recited from the live masjid, keeping in mind there's a delay and it's actually live?
Remember, if it is live masjid and it's coming live from that masjid, then according to Hanafis, you have to make sajda-i tilawat, the qari and the sami, the person reading it and the people who are listening to it. According to Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, majority scholars, sajda-i tilawat, remember, is sunnah. If he, the reciter, the listener, do it and perform the sajda-i tilawat, they get reward. And they don't do so, then fala isma alayh, there is no sin upon them. So what is the samara ikhtilaf? Hanafis say wajib, Shafi's, Malik's, somebody say sunnah. So the difference will be, is there a sin upon that person till he or she died, he never performed the sajda. Majority scholars, no sin. Hanafi say you die, wawa asimun, as a sinner. So that is how the difference will be. So better to make it, remember that. But if it is recording, like every morning we play, right? 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we play juz a day. So that is recording. So now the Qari Sahib there, the Sheikh, he read there, and now there was a sajda ayat he read. Then ijma'an, there's consensus, there's no sajda, because it's not live, it's a recording. So in that case, there is no sajda to be performed.
Please advise what I must do. I was scammed with my credit card. I can settle the outstanding amount in 3 installments. Please advise if I be forgiven for the interest that I'll have to pay now until the debt is settled.
Remember that you were scammed out, whatever way Allah knows, Allah protect us. Now you will get involved in interest and so forth. So every day read 2 rakat salatu tawbah and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. And sometime we have to look at, remember, do we pay our zakat timeously and punctually? He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wonderful, beautiful hadith. And I mentioned this many times here in the masajid that I am, you see, Fajr time, give them one hadith. Sufi masjid, now we go to Muhajirin and Ansar, you see, 20 years or 22 years we were in Jami masjid. So we give them hadith a day, like Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah mentioned this hadith in his marasil. There are 800 marasil hadith there. So this is one. And this hadith has got 3 parts to it. So pay attention. Number one, حَسِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاةِ. That protect your assets and your wealth by payment of zakat. Sometimes we don't pay zakat. We pay when we feel like we underpay. Then Allah makes it such that people scam us, people take our money, because we don't want to pay the dues and the obligations of Almighty Allah. So protect your wealth and assets by the payment of zakat. First part. And then, is that sufficient? No. Beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi. Inna fil mali la haqqan siwa zakat. Before, besides your zakat, which is obligatory, mandatory upon you, still there are other charity you must give as well. So your voluntary charity. Second part, وَدَّعُوا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِصَدَقَةٍ. So your people, your brother, sister, your family, your friends, your ustads are ill, sick. You yourself, you ill, sick. Give out charity. So give out dawa, give out medication, or for the sick, with your charity. This is cash or kind. You give Tom, Dick and Harry, or Tom, Dick and Mary, or you give Muslim, anybody you can give voluntary charity. But not Israeli and Jutlas. You see that? They are Harbis. We had war with them. And then the third one, in life, you have Unch and Nich. You have Dharra and Sarra. You have prosperity and adversity. So you have that up and down, the vicissitudes of life. So what must you do? وَاسْتَقْبِلُوا أَمْوَاجَ الْبَلَاءِ بِالدُّعَاءِ وَالتَّضَرُّ. When you stand there, you and your wife, the two Indians looking at the Indian Ocean. You're sitting there in Mauritius, but Mauritius, no waves. You see that? You go Durban, you see boom, bang, you see that? You go Cape Town, you see that? And all these places. But Mauritius is cool and calm, you see that? Story time. So one day, Hafiz Sahib, I landed up in Mauritius. So now they put us there, you know, transit business, they put us there, you see, in a hotel. Then they were the beach and all that. So they had all these water sports, you see. You can go in the boat, everything, and in Nani's Fatiha, everything is paid for, what you have to worry, you see that. So we call it in Mammon, Nani Jo Fatiha, you see. So in Nani's Fatiha, Nani passed away, and now there's Fatiha, you see, like that. It is a saying. So then I told that guy, me and my wife and you, we go in that boat. He said, no. Now, he can't speak English. So he say, you, sir, you like this. So he means you're too fat. So if all three of us go, we will drown. So I ask him that, how are you going to go there? He say, I go and I take madam. And I take her there, you see. Then I say, if you take madam and you go there and you stay there, what I will do here? So now he's looking at me. I say, you see me, if I give you one punch, you will land up right by the tree there inside the ocean, you know, where you say you will take her. He say, no, all three jump in now. You see what nonsense they try, these guys, you see that? So you must be very strict. You mustn't just listen to them. He just now told me, all three of us go, we will drown. When I told him, I'll give you one knockout punch, he say, all right, all three jump in and so forth, and we go. So that is how, you mustn't just listen to these characters there. So anyway, that's how we know Mauritius 5-6 times we've been there, no wave, nothing there. So now the hadith saying, Amwaj. Sometimes the problems, calamities come from all signs. In English, what you say, it doesn't rain, but it pours, you see that? So the calamities come from this side, that side. So you must face those calamities, the vicissitudes of life. How? Bid du'a'i wa tadarru wa du'a. And cry and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, you are the only one who can solve these problems for us. Laysa lana babun illa babak. We don't have any door to knock and go to beside your door, O Rahim, O Kareem, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. So Allah loves it when that banda, when that slave cries and begs Almighty Allah. So ask Allah for forgiveness. Ya Allah, I got involved, maybe not intentionally, inadvertently, with interest, but you are the Tawwab, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, forgive me. So inshallah, Allah will forgive.
This person says that I married for 2 years and my husband isn't supporting me. What do I do?
Why he's not supporting you? You left us in suspense, my sister. Did he get fired? Did he become bankrupt? What was he when he proposed to you? What did he come and give you? All artificial, you understand, CV. You know, people, they come and they tell you, I got this degree and I got this experience and this qualification, but half the time they're lying. Therefore, I always tell you, jade gal ache. You know gal. When proposal comes, somebody interested in your daughter, sister, then do your homework. Ask the ulama of that town. Ask the senior people of that city. How is this family? How is this person? Does he read salat? Is his belief the correct system? Or is he a Qadiani, Shia, Aga Khani, and all these unsavory characters, non-Muslims? How is his income? Is it halal or is he just messing around? So these are the pertinent, important questions you must be asking. So now, sister, if you have to spend for water, lights, rental, grocery, you must make a list. You must tell him, Habi, I'm giving you all this, but it is not hadiyah. It's not Nani's Fatiha, I'm giving you free of charge. It's all a debt upon you. So tomorrow, next month, next year, when you get job, you will have to start paying and reimbursing me for all what I spent, and that is compulsory. Because roti, kapra, makan. For you, the husband, you must provide the shelter, you must provide the food, you must provide the clothing, education, you must provide for the medication, all that is farz and wajib upon you. So we must, don't come tell me in this book and that book is written that you don't have to pay medical expenses. Remember that was 1,000 years ago and that 500. The urf has changed now. So remember in this day and this age is compulsory upon you to pay the medical expenses for your wife also. So before you get married, find out the history, geography. How is the family? Is a healthy family or a sickly family? Otherwise, your wages will just go to the doctors. You're not doctor. In Urdu, they say when you get sick, you need 3 dals. You need dal, dawa, medication. Then you need doctor. You need the doctor. You see that? So that is there. And then you need dua. So 3 dals you need. Doctor, dawa, and dua. So you need these 3 things. So always try and get married to people who are healthy. Otherwise you yourself will get finished. You must remember that. Allah keep you with afia and siha. Don't leave him. That he just use your money and he's sitting on his laurels thinking of Hadi and watching the TV the whole time there. So you must make a list and show him. He has to reimburse you everything. Yeah.
comes to Isali Sawab and you read for the marhumin, does each marhum get their own reward or you must read separately for each one?
Allah Jalla Wala states in the noble Quran, wa rahmati wasiyat kulla shay, and my mercy encompasses and envelopes everything, is broader, wider, greater than everything. One person came to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and made dua. Allahumma rahamni wa muhammada. See Sahaba's time. Ya Allah, have mercy on me and have mercy on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam reprimanded him. Laqad tahajjarta wa'asi'a. Something which is so broad, so magnificent, so gracious. You went and made it so narrow. What is wrong with you? You see that? So you read, I read now. Surah Qul Huwallah. Surah Ikhlas. Qul Huwa A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. Ya Allah, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time, right al Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu's time, all the people who passed away with Iman and Islam, reward them. They all will get the maximum, optimum reward. Ya Allah, the Ummah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu sallam, who passed away, who are living, who still yet to come till day of justice, and they will live with Iman and pass away with Iman, you give them this reward of Surah Ikhlas, chapter 112, the third last chapter of the noble Quran. Everybody will get the optimum reward, maximum reward. Therefore, when you're in Makkah now, so make one tawaf and say this intention how I made. So when I used to go Umrah, Hajj, and you know, so I tell my family, I made tawaf for you, I made Umrah for you, I made Hajj for you. So some of my nephews and nieces, they very bad takalluf, you know, no protocol. They tell me, how can you shoot the people left, right, and center? How can you make Hajj for 100 people and 1,000 people? Then I explain to them, it's a nafil Hajj, it's a nafil Umrah, it's a voluntary Hajj. So you make intention for million, billion, trillion, zillion. We end of today's Q&A. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. And Ya Allah, accept our broken effort. Don't forget Pomeroy. Thursday, I will see you, inshallah, with Hafiz Luqman. Dokrat, Hafiz Salim, Dokrat San. 4:15, we should be there, inshallah. So you bring the tea, everything there to the masjid. And then, inshallah, 4:30 will be the Asr Adhan, 4:40 Jamaat. And then Imam Jabir will lead the Qirat, and then I'll give you a talk, and then we will go leave you after half an hour or so, inshallah. Next up, Hafiz Yusuf Kala, my brother, Darulum, Newcastle. We'll see you Friday, inshallah, Asr time. And then after that, Qari Hanif, very nice topic. Tediyo se khitab, Qari Hanif Multani, Rahmatullah Alayh, there in Pakistan, in Multan, he went to the jail. You see that? And he addressed the prisoners there, the inmates and those guys. So that is also part of our system. Not only we go to the nice places, you must go to the prison. You must go to the people who are poor and give them a lesson there, also lectures there. So wonderful talk, inshallah. And then 11 o'clock, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki. And tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock, Mawana Salim Kareem and Junaid Mota. Allah reward them and their families. Jazakallah khair. Suleiman, send me the podcast, and then 10:30, 10:40, inshallah, we will send it out. Thank you, Lukholo. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Sahib, as well as to the directors, sound engineers, and his team, listeners that have tuned into this evening's Q&A program. Until next time, we say wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi fi amani lama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.